Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny day today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, more humid, low to mid-90s. On Saturday, hazy and humid, showers and thunderstorms, 85 degrees, maybe a little higher. And on Sunday, sun and clouds, less humid, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill will leave office 6 months before her third term ends. She's resigning today, effective at noon, to spend more time with her husband, who's facing serious health problems. Merrill said that it was a hard decision, considering this is an election year, and that she feels responsible for making sure it runs smoothly. However, she said she can no longer juggle the job and help care for her husband. Merrill's husband, Dr. Stephen Leach, has been living with Parkinson's disease for years and has been dealing with various health setbacks recently, she said. Well, four towns have approved the Region 20 merger. The new school will open in 2024 and 2025, as voters in Litchfield and the Region 6 towns of Warren, Morris, and Goshen made history this week by approving a school merger that'll be the first of its kind in Connecticut. Each town had to approve the proposal for it to move forward, and Litchfield, Goshen, and Warren did so convincingly. Morris voters provided some suspense by greenlighting the plan 283 to 228. Region 20 will include grades 9 through 12 high school at Wamoga Regional High School and grades 6 through 8 middle school at Litchfield High School Middle School. Both schools will be renamed as part of a plan to forge a new identity for the district. The new district will be opened for the 2024-2025 school year. Well, some upsets in New York during the recent elections for primaries. A pair of longtime state lawmakers from the Hudson Valley were soundly defeated in their primary on Tuesday. Savannah Shrestha, a climate activist and political newcomer, beat Assemblyman Kevin Cahill by more than 500 votes for the party nomination in the 103rd Assembly District in Ulster and Dutchess counties. And in the 92nd District in central Westchester County, county legislator Mary Jane Shimsky prevailed by nearly 1,000 votes in her party challenge against Assemblyman Tom Aviani, who held the seat for 12 years. Taking a look at some things going on in or around our tri-state region, here's the meetings going on. In Salisbury, there's a special planning and zoning meeting tonight at 5 p.m. Immediately after that, a special conservation meeting at 6 p.m. on the Railroad Street property. In Kent, at 10:30 this morning, the Planning and Zoning Commission and POCD subcommittee have a special meeting that is set for 7 p.m. You're invited to bring on summer by attending Art at Trinity Summer Juried Art Show. The opening reception and awards will be Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. This is the first opening since the start of COVID, and the reception is scheduled to be a grand celebration. The show will also include fine art, small works, unframed art, and greeting cards. The reception will include the awarding of prizes and meeting of the many winning artists. The jurors were Stephanie Harbush Pluckett, Deputy Director and Chief Curator of the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and Lynn Kircher, author and artist assistant in Sharon, Connecticut. Attendees will be voting for the People's Choice Award, and the winner of that will also be announced. The reception and show are free of charge. The ongoing show dates are July 2nd through the 17th, noon to 4 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays only. The Trinity Gallery is located at the Trinity Episcopal Church on Lime Rock Road in Lime Rock, Connecticut. On the 1st in Cornwall, Connecticut, their summer Music Fest happens from 6 to 8 p.m. That is Friday. Music on the Green from 6 to 8 p.m. with music by Zola Boys. There'll be food trucks, games, and crafts. You're invited to have fun before the fireworks. That's their Music Fest. Also on Friday night, Lime Rock Park, the Salisbury Rotary Club fireworks. Gates open at 6 p.m. The show commences at dark, usually around 9:15. This year will feature food and drink vendors from around the area, face painting, and other activities. Admission, $20 a car, $5 per person for walk-ins, and $50 for buses. As always, no pets, please, and no personal fireworks. Now, the Eric Sloan Museum will have its open house on July 2nd. It plans to celebrate 50 years of the museum's operation on Saturday with free admission, live music and food, history and craft demonstrations, and guest speakers will be on the schedule. The event runs from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. In Amenia, New York, the Amenia Fire Department Carnival and Food Night and Fireworks happen Sunday from 4 till 9 p.m. Great carnival food, steak sandwiches, sausage and pepper grinders, hamburgers, hot dogs, dogs with all the fixings, French fries, fried dough, and beverages. After the food, stay and enjoy the fireworks show. For details regarding the event, contact Sean at 845-418-8633. And Independence Day in Salisbury will be celebrated once again at the Town Grove in Lakeville on Monday. The annual festivities will begin at noon with the reading of the Declaration of Independence by Herman Allen, also known as Lew Bucherri. Both Herman and his famous brother Ethan lived in Salisbury for a period of time. Following the reading, the Salisbury band will entertain the crowd. You're invited to pack a lunch or enjoy hot dogs and soft drinks sold by members of Extras, the after-school and summer daycare program in Salisbury. There is no rain date for the event. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They feature a tapas menu and also nightly dinner specials. You'll find them on the interlakenin.com website, also on Facebook and Instagram. Our business brief is also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 31,029.31. The NASDAQ at 11,177.89. And the S&P 500, 3818.83. We'll be checking Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.